News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A delicious little taste there of Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, which is released today, although little bits and pieces may have been leaked yesterday. Is that right, Saoirse Hanley, features writer for the Irish Independent?
It's the word on the street, but hard as I tried, I couldn't find them. So I don't know if there is.
Apparently hardcore fans were trying to hide them by pushing them down feeds and all sorts of things that I don't even understand how you do.
No, nor me. But whenever I hear about these kind of things leaking, like of all the people, it's kind of a Beyonce thing too, that their teams are so tightly controlled that I'd say the minute something even looks a little bit leaked, there's such a crackdown. So I'd say that was short-lived. But anyway, it only lasted 12 hours because then it came out. So,
Have you had a listen to any of it?
I have had a first listen through there for the first couple of songs just to see what to expect. She also, middle of the night, obviously, but always middle of the night for us because we're not in the US, but there's a second album. It's actually a secret dub album, so there's two. So there's lots of songs to listen to.
I haven't managed to hear very much myself, but I've read some of the reviews this morning. It's getting pretty good review. I mean, it's classic Taylor Swift. She's mining her love life for all those kind of vignettes of heartbreak and all her sort of side swipes at exes and all the stuff that you might expect from Taylor.
I think there's a bit of that. I think there's a bit of that, but also, like, somebody mentioned that this one was, a critic who had it quite early said that it was going to be a mix of Midnights and Folklore, two previous albums that she has. And Folklore and Evermore, that they came out kind of together, were all fictional and similarly quite like English Department D story timey. And there's, from what I've heard so far, there's a very much a feeling of that. It does seem to be rooted in a little bit more of what might have happened in the past couple of years with Taylor Swift. But so much of it is so kind of richly imagined anyway that she paints such a nice picture, you can't really decipher which part of it happened or didn't. But there's
one of the reviews I read was, you know, she went out with Joe Alwyn, who was in conversations with friends, the English actor with a terrible Irish accent. He apparently was in a WhatsApp group. This is total like star gossip now. WhatsApp group with Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott, and that was called the Tortured Man's Club. And maybe the Tortured Poets Department is kind of a reference to that. And obviously people are just drilling into this, looking for anything that you know, little snippets of who she might be talking about.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm writing at the moment about exactly that kind of this compulsion we have to dig into.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that it's the first album that's come out explicitly post breakup since like 2012 for her. So I think any mention of any kind of past love, everybody wants to know about. The only one that I've really wanted to listen to and properly gave a listen to there was So Long London, which has to be a goodbye to her London boyfriend, I'm sure. And I think there's, whatever you read into it, there's something quite lovely about what she kind of wrote there. Not lovely, because it's about the demise of their relationship, I'd imagine. But as usual, it's masterfully handled.
You know, it's going to be a smash hit around the globe. There is no doubt about it. And no doubt about it, lots of songs, extra new songs now on our Eras tour.
The only question is how she's going to fit them in, because there's 3 hours already on the tour.
How many times can one person be in love? It's a full-time job. But anyway, Saoirse Hanley, features writer for The Independent, thank you so much for that. Shane, you heard a bit of Taylor, didn't you?
How dare you say that about Taylor?
What, how many times can one person be in love?
Yeah. I tell you, my
you know it's true.
My 16-year-old daughter's listening and throwing things at the radio as we speak. You don't...
I'm a fan, I'm going to see her.
You don't dish Tay-Tay in our house, I can tell you.
I'm not dissing her, I'm just saying... She has great energy, is what I'm actually saying.
You're blacklisted.
But anyway.
I'm telling you, you're blacklisted with Taylor
Swift. I'm going to be there singing away at the gig.
Yeah. It's going to be huge. She is an extraordinary phenomenon. Just interesting, very quickly, when we...
Think she's brilliant, to be honest.
Yeah, I think she's good. The last time she played in Croke Park, they literally were giving tickets away. It's funny how things change, but...
Odd.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.